Chapter 9. Belle Isle. The morning after their arrival on Belle Isle, Aramis and Porthos were walking along the beach. Aramis was worried.
"We must make plans to leave the island as quickly as possible," he said to Porthos.
"Why do we have to leave?"
Porthos asked, surprised.
"We are safe here in Belle Isle."
Aramis didn't answer. He was looking out to sea.
"Look, Porthos," he said, pointing to the horizon. "Is that a ship?"
"Yes, it's a ship,"
Porthos answered.
"It's coming towards the island, and there are 7 other ships behind it. I can see the royal flag. They're the king's ships, Aramis. Why are they coming here?"
Aramis seemed perturbed.
"Porthos, go immediately and tell the islanders to prepare to defend their island," he said.
Porthos looked at Aramis, confused.
"Why are the king's ships coming to Belle Isle?" he asked. "Why must the islanders defend the island? I want an explanation."
"I'll explain everything later, Porthos," said Aramis. "Now we've got more important things to do. Please go and tell the islanders to prepare the cannons."
Porthos was still confused, but he left to obey Aramis's orders. Aramis watched the ships. After some time, he saw a small boat leave one of the ships and come quickly towards the island. There were 2 soldiers and an officer in the boat. When the boat got to the beach, the 3 men got out and walked towards Aramis. At that moment, Porthos returned.
"Everything is ready," he announced.
"Good," replied Aramis. Then he turned to the officer. "What is happening?" he asked.
"Monsieur d'Artagnan sent me here with this letter," said the officer, giving the letter to Aramis.
Aramis read the letter aloud, and his face became pale.
"My dear friend Aramis, the king gave me these orders. Arrest Fouquet and put him in the Bastille. Then go to Belle Isle and capture it. Kill the Bishop of Vannes and Porthos. They are traitors. Fouquet is now in the Bastille. D'Artagnan."
"Monsieur d'Artagnan wants to talk to you," said the officer. "You must come to his ship immediately."
Aramis turned to Porthos. "This might be a trick," he said quietly. "We don't know if it's really D'Artagnan, the ship."
He turned to the officer.
"Go and tell D'Artagnan that Porthos and I won't come to the ship. He must come to the island to see us. If it's really D'Artagnan, he'll come."
The officer and the 2 soldiers went back to their boat and returned to their ship. Porthos was very confused.
"Aramis, why is D'Artagnan here?"
he asked.
"Why do you suspect a trick?"
"It's time to explain everything to you," Aramis said.
Aramis told Porthos about the plot. Porthos was very angry.
"Aramis, I trusted you," he said. "But you've made me a traitor to our king. Now he wants to kill us. But I won't abandon you. You're still my friend. I'll fight with you or die with you if I have to."
"Don't worry. We'll escape, my friend," said Aramis.
"D'Artagnan will help us."
Soon afterwards, D'Artagnan arrived on the island, accompanied by an officer. D'Artagnan spoke to the officer privately for a few minutes. Then the officer left, and D'Artagnan was alone with Aramis and Porthos.
"The king knows that we are good friends," D'Artagnan said, "so he suspects that I might help you escape. He gave orders for that soldier to accompany me all the time. We must be very careful."
"I've got a plan," D'Artagnan continued. "The king doesn't trust me, so I don't want to be the captain of his musketeers anymore. I want to resign. I must speak with the king and tell him how I feel. I'll go back to my ship and announce that we are leaving for Nantes. Most of the ships will return with me,
and there will only be 2 ships here to guard the island. Then you can escape to England or Spain. Goodbye, my friends. Remember our cry, all for one and one for all. D'Artagnan returned to the ship and explained everything to his officers. But to D'Artagnan's surprise, they didn't obey him. One of the officers gave him a letter from the king.
King Louis XIV, to all my officers and soldiers, if Monsieur D'Artagnan expresses a desire to resign, he won't be the captain of my musketeers any more. Do not obey his orders. He is your prisoner. Bring him to me, Louis.
D'Artagnan looked at his officers. I always obey my king, he said. He left the ship, got into a small boat with 2 officers, and left for France. After some time, D'Artagnan heard the sound of cannons. The king's soldiers are attacking Belle Isle, he thought. Good luck, my dear friends.